midst of our riches, we say, woe is us. The pie is so small and everything is so scarce. And I would say anybody from a previous generation would laugh at that notion because they would see nothing but abundance compared to what they observed.
Wow, that's really well said. And, you know, sometimes we have to create our own resources, right? Like sometimes we have to build things with sticks, shoestrings, and bubblegum, if that's all we have. Right, and we keep until it gains value.
Well, and that's what the entrepreneur does have. The entrepreneur has gumption and very few raw materials, and it's that mixture of gumption and raw materials that takes perceived scarcity and actually manifests abundance from that. And that's what the entrepreneur has to be comfortable with. You have to acknowledge and accept and embrace scarcity or perceived scarcity and realize it for what it is, that it's a myth, it's a mask over what the real reality is. And the real reality is abundance. You just haven't thought of how to manifest the abundance yet. Dirty little secret about entrepreneurism: the entrepreneur never knows what's around the corner. They have an idea that sparks an interest, that allows them to devote time to a certain effort, allows them to maybe convince others to devote time to a certain effort, maybe allow others to convince others to perhaps donate resources or invest resources in that effort. But the entrepreneur never knows what's around the corner and never knows what problems and opportunities are around the corner. And it just amazes me as I become more familiar with startups and how they've worked and how what the true evolution of the startup is how what began in January and what they see in August, they're completely surprised and shocked by. Yes, it follows a sketch generally, but the surprises are always amazing. And the fact that people continue to draw in resources, expend resources with no real certainty or idea that it's necessarily going to work, but they know that that's the next step that they have to do that's in front of them.
Yeah.
And so it's faith, I guess, in that sense, it's faith in a process. Mm. The entrepreneurial process, knowing that I'm going down this path. I know I don't know the answers on how to right now on how to negotiate this path, but I know the resources will be there when I need them, and I will be bright enough to use those resources, or I will be humble enough to request those resources and the talents of my friends or the resources of investors or whatever.
Yeah. Well, that's great, Aaron. Thank you so much. Thanks for being here, and thanks for your support.
You bet.